Hi there. Welcome to SunTech's podcast channel, Banking on Value Exchange. In this second part of discussing the idea of creating intuitive customer experience, Clinton Abbott, Senior Vice President, Head of Product Management at SunTech, speaks to Stephen Miller, Senior Director of Cash Management Product at RBC, to understand how banks are rethinking customer experience and much more.
Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Clinton Abbott. I am the Senior Vice President for Product Management at SunTech Group. I had a chance to actually catch up with you, Steve. Steve, do you just want to quickly introduce yourself to the members?
Yeah, sure, Clinton. Really appreciate including me. So, Steve Miller, I'm with RBC Canada. I've been in product strategy or sales roles basically for 20-some-odd years, all within commercial banking at domestic and global financial institutions. Right now with RBC, I lead our working capital management team, so both the run the business team as well as the transformation team. So really seeing the business and the transformation end-to-end.
Oh, it's really great to hear from you, Steve. I think you're definitely going to give us just a more, call it North America's view as to what we were discussing just a little bit earlier with Beth and Tony. So maybe you can give us a little bit of insight about, you know, some intuitive customer experiences that RBC has been able to provide their customers during this time.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think we, during the time of COVID, we really pivoted to make sure that our customers were enabled. You know, no surprise to anyone, their clients needed to move quickly towards digital channels and capabilities. We moved from things like hard tokens, which we couldn't get to our clients' locations, to soft tokens so that they could be enabled on the platform and have larger dollar amounts. We also enabled a number of government programs so clients could register and get their funds in a digital way. But, you know, as I think about organizations like ours that are complex, multi-business lines, you know, it is really a complex world to kind of drive that kind of transformation. And as we go in and coming out of COVID, really rapidly trying to build on the momentum that we had. I sort of try to break it down into a couple of key components, although there are many. You know, one is really creating the patterns in the digital change. You know, our business is complex. Lots of different payment types that clients, unless they've been in the business for a long time, don't know or understand. And historically, we've had clients need to go and figure out how to execute each one separately. So having common patterns and approaches, not to mention just the improved, you know, knowledge on how to create white space and nomenclature and all that sort of thing on a digital platform has been huge for us. But bringing in the data side of it and really understand the data that we have on our clients across the multiple channels that they work with us, and so that we can bring in contextual advice. Maybe at the beginning that, you know, that is about, you know, helping them route a payment. But for us, it also gets into how do we actually get them the right route the payment in the optimal way for them, for their working capital. Mm-hmm. So sending a card payment instead of a wire. Mm-hmm. But as you think about sort of that advice and service, you know, we want to continue to enable clients to get the next best solution for them. And it may not be ours. It may be something like, you know, a marketing service or a payroll service that we don't provide. But with the data that we have, we want to make sure that we are proactive and sometimes even leading clients to the advice side before the actual solution. Because again, frequently clients don't know what they need right away and need to be led into water. I think far too often in the B2B world, we're focusing too much on just the digital self-serve capability. We can't forget the human side and how we enable that. But even on that, you know, there's so much that we can do and moving towards. You know, Clinton, we've all been through that experience where, you know, you're frustrated online and all of a sudden you pick up the phone and you feel like you're starting, you know, back three steps versus forward. Mm-hmm. But if we can flow that data and so that, you know, the agent picks up and says, you know, hi Clinton, you know, I see that you're logged in, you're trying to move, you know, the funds. Let me help you. This would be the next step. That's a transformational experience from a client perspective, and really how we think about making it way more intuitive or way more proactive from a client perspective.
To know more about this session from Sun Tech Confluence 2022, head to our website to watch this on-demand webinar. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for our upcoming episodes only on Banking on Value Exchange.